Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 796, The Diet That Has No Name, and Why It May Be the Best Thing Ever, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'm your host, Dr. Neil. Happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And we have five shows where we do this, covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Diet That Has No Name and Why It May Be the Best Thing Ever by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. What diet do you follow? She inquired as I devoured my bowl of delicious spicy Thai chicken soup. When the waiter asked how spicy I wanted my soup, perhaps I shouldn't have responded, yes, melt my face off, please, thank you. As I paused between bites to let the burning heat dissipate that had my eyes watering and nose running, I reflected on the question about my diet. And I realized that my diet doesn't have a name, and it may be the best thing ever. I've heard people rattle off the diets they've tried in rapid succession, like their rap star spitting lyrics. Those conversations always ended the same way. They test drove numerous diets, but never followed any for an extended period of time. No one still follow the diets they mentioned during our conversation, and some were on the continued, never-ending search for the next big thing. You can relate, right? How many diets have you tried only to be left wondering why that diet didn't work for you? People begin a new diet with eagerness. This time I'm going to stick with it and finally achieve the results I want, they declare as they scribble down their new grocery list. What the heck is sea kelp, and what aisle is that even on? That doesn't matter, I'll find it, because this time everything will work. But days and weeks pass and the new diet becomes overwhelming. The strict do's and don'ts are frustrating. If you eat something your diet says to avoid, you feel guilty. If you're at a party or family gathering filled with foods not allowed on your diet, you feel miserable and left out. Maybe you binge. Maybe you get defeated and give up. Maybe you start looking for another diet to follow since this one didn't pan out. I've been there and done that, and tried over a dozen diets. I know what it feels like to think a diet will finally be the answer to the "what diet will finally help me reach my goals" question. I know what it feels like to be frustrated and disheartened when a diet is too strict and only worsens my disordered eating habits. I know what it feels like to quit out of sheer vexation and feel like a failure because I gave up, yet again, on another diet. I know what it feels like to go into damage control after overindulging. I know what it feels like to search for a 30-day challenge to quickly help me lose weight. I know what it feels like to think eating certain foods, like sugar, or combinations will make me gain fat. But no more do I search for diets. No more do I experience frustration or guilt with what I eat. No more do I avoid any foods. Not since I've been on the diet that has no name. It's not a fad. There are no foods or food groups to avoid. There are no strict rules for when to eat. With this diet, I don't panic when I go to a restaurant or party. I don't ask for permission to enjoy any food at any time. I don't feel guilty when I indulge in creamy, blissful, oh my, that's heavenly ice cream, or my homemade double chocolate peanut butter brownies that do the tango on your taste buds. Back to the conversation with my friend. So, what does this diet that has no name look like? She challenged, well, leaning in with anticipation as I went back to enjoying my tongue-scolding, nasal-passage-clearing soup. The diet that has no name looks like this. Mostly eat a variety of real, minimally processed foods. Include a good source of protein with every meal. This isn't limited to animal products. I also eat beans and other protein-rich plant foods. Make eating fruits and vegetables a priority. This is so simple and beneficial, yet most people don't do it. You should. Eat to the point of satisfaction without getting stuffed. Enjoy your favorite, not super healthy foods. This part is important. Enjoy your favorite foods, and not merely foods that are convenient or sitting in the office break room on occasion. Notice, I refuse to say bad or cheat foods. And finally, understand that the actions you do most often, over and over again, are what matter most, and not an occasional meal that may be less than ideal. This diet has no name. It's not low carb, it's not low fat, it's not high protein, it's not nutrient timing or carb cycling, it's not paleo, it's not if it fits your macros. It doesn't require you to eat a certain number of meals per day. It's not sexy or exciting. You'll never see the diet that has no name on the bestseller list or pouring off the shelves of your neighborhood bookstore. It is simple. It's stress-free. It's flexible. It can be followed every day, whether you're at home or on vacation. This diet nourishes my body, satisfies my taste buds, and helps me reach the performance and aesthetic goals I desire. It can be followed by carnivores, vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, or any other eating styles alike. It works for improving your performance or losing fat. Interested in the diet that has no name? Why is the diet that has no name the best thing ever? Okay, calling it the best thing ever is a bit of an exaggeration, but that doesn't mean it's not awesome. One main reason is because it's simple and flexible and BS-free. Because of this, you won't waste time thinking about food or obsessing over your next meal. This means you can gasp, put your attention and effort on real-life things that matter a great deal more. You know, like creating wonderful memories, laughing with a friend, adding some value to this world, delivering a baby calf in the field down the road, or anything else that's important to you. Health and fitness, nutrition in particular, has been something people obsess over for far too long. And as a result, they're missing out on the things that truly matter in this life. I know, because I was guilty of this for too long. Focus on the few important things that matter most, as I just mentioned, and get on with your life. Will you try the diet that has no name? If you're fed up with diet hopping and ready to try something you can follow long term, give the diet that has no name a shot. It may not take hold in a single day, but you can take small steps to start practicing it. Keep it simple, start small. The easiest way to begin is to apply these guidelines to one meal every single day for an entire month. Just one meal. I suggest picking the one that's easiest for you to control. Then, the second month, change one more meal or snack if you prefer. Slowly but surely, this will turn into the way you eat and not a diet you're revolving your life around. You just listened to the post titled, The Diet That Has No Name and Why It May Be the Best Thing Ever by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The other day, a notary was over at my house because I had some really official papers that needed signing. And this notary, who happened to be a gentleman, was telling me basically his life story.
I'm kind of used to this by now. I seem to have this air about me, or maybe this face, that makes people want to open up to me and just start telling me about their lives. And so he was telling me how he's 75 years old and has type 2 diabetes, and how he and his wife moved from Lafayette, Indiana back in 1980 out to Southern California. Wow, I'm surprised I remember all this. But at some point, he asked me point blank because he saw on one of the notary forms my occupation. And he said, oh, so you know nutrition? And I said, yes, I do. And he said, okay, so with my diabetes, what's one thing you would recommend? He said, look, I've already been told I need to eat more fruits and vegetables. I understand I need to make this a priority, but I don't. So why am I telling you this? When we think back to Nia's recommendations for the diet that has no name, one of the things she mentioned is making eating fruits and vegetables a priority. And Nia even acknowledged that most people don't do this and you should. So what I ended up telling this notary gentleman was, look, what's something else we can focus on besides the fruits and vegetables? Because to me, it sounded like he wasn't really interested in changing that. It was like he was challenging me. Come on, tell me to eat more fruits and vegetables. I have an answer for you. And so I gave him another nutrition tip based on my research, actually, because I had previous experience with research on type 2 diabetes. And that little tip was to eat a little bit of protein with every meal, which, shockingly, was one of Nia's other recommendations. So I told him to help balance his blood sugar, it's helpful to have some protein with every meal, because that will make his blood sugar more even keel, so to speak. He really liked that idea. It was something new that he had never been told before. And so again, my point with all of this is, Nia mentioned a bunch of things you can try. One of those included eating more fruits and vegetables. But if that's something that you've struggled with and it's something that's not really appealing to you right now, skip it. Try something else. Maybe it's including a good source of protein with every meal, which she also recommended. Or maybe it's eating to the point of satisfaction without getting stuffed. Remember, you don't need to do all of these things all at once. Try something that's most interesting to you. Try something that you think will fit within your lifestyle right now, and then see if you can stick to it. If you end up sticking to it, fantastic. Then add one of these other tips in, maybe a month or so later. If it didn't work out, well, move on to the next tip and try that for a month. Once you have success with one of these things, go back and try the fruits and vegetable thing. Go back and try the stop when you're satisfied and not too full habit. And before you know it, you'll have checked off all of those diet that has no name criteria. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.